You know, we were talking internally in the newsroom today, like, you know, it felt like for many of us that we were involved in a boxing match and we got knocked out on the canvas and we're still getting up right now and still like everyone's asking, how about you? How about you? What do you have? Damage? How's everyone doing? So we're still kind of checking in on people and don't really fully probably grasp where to start. And so I wanted to turn to another partner of ours, Christian Smith with the American Red Cross. And I guess one question, Christian, that we were immediately asking was, all right, if I have any form of damage, what's like step one? I mean, where do I even begin?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a really challenging time for everyone and for those people that are heavily impacted or, you know, it doesn't matter how much this has impacted you. It's very difficult. And so I think all of us are thinking about everybody and us all as a big family, right? But right now, for Red Cross and a recommendation standpoint, we still have shelters open all over the community. We have hundreds of people still staying with us for various reasons. A lot of them are still in the shelters because they came in the shelters yesterday after they were rescued or because their homes had significant damage. So from a Red Cross perspective, what we do is we keep the shelters open. Now, we will transition those into another location because, obviously, the city is looking to get everybody back to school and back to normal as quickly as possible. They make the decisions about when we close the schools for the shelters, and then we transition to our other partners. And so if anyone does have damage and they're not able to stay in their home, then we recommend them coming to a Red Cross shelter because right now that's where people can stay, they can have a hot meal, and they can be comfortable.
How many shelters are you operating right now? And if it's if you know them all off the top of your head, for people who don't have access to the internet, can you list them off, at least the ones that you know, or a phone number that they could call to find out?
Yeah, they can go to our app. They can go to redcross.org. Every shelter that we have open from here all across the state of Florida, we have about 350 across the state of Florida here locally in Duval County. We have 9 shelters that are open right now. Some of the ones that people are most familiar with, only the Legends Center is full right now, and actually it's starting to have less and less people. So coming into, you know, maybe you're towards the beaches and you're going to be going to the Landmark, or maybe you're in a situation where you're further inland and you're going to be going to Andrew Robinson, or maybe you're in the heart of downtown and you need to go to La Villa. So if it's not one of those locations, I really encourage people to go online and to look or to call us at 358-8091 because the shelters are available. And you'll continue to see messaging around that as they start assessing damage today, as they start figuring out exactly how many people you know, are not going to be able to return home. That's when we move into the next phase, which is, okay, we're going to find some alternative sheltering locations. Sometimes it's churches, sometimes it's community centers, but then we'll have those up and running. Immediately after we're able to get into specific areas, you'll start to see us over the next several days going out with our emergency response vehicles and passing out things like, you know, water and snacks and cleanup kits and comfort kits, all those traditional things that, you know, you see on TV or you saw us doing during Matthew. That's going to begin once it's safe for us to get on the roads, especially those roads that are heavily impacted.
So I guess that leads into the question of help for those who did not sustain significant damage, those who don't face a pretty expensive cleanup or a long process with the insurance company. The inconveniences may be short-lived with the power outage, but is it a comfort kit? Is it water? Is it volunteering? In what ways can those who maybe weren't dramatically impacted pitch in and help?
Well, you know, obviously everything we have and everything we do is done by the volunteers. The volunteers are running all the shelters. The volunteers do all of the work. So we're always looking for more and more committed people to be a part of our volunteer team because, as you know, they're the heart of what we do. So volunteering is a wonderful way to give back and to participate and to help us during this time. Right now, our biggest need is obviously is the financial component because we do everything in large quantities in bulk. And as the resources and supplies came in right before the storm, we're going to see those resources and supplies coming in after the storm. So volunteering, being able to, you know, make that financial contribution. And then on top of that is thinking about how important it is. We're still in the heart of hurricane season. I know I can't even believe I'm saying this, but we really want to encourage people to still take the time and understand that you want to be prepared, and the people that take the time to get prepared, that's helping. That's making it easier for someone else because then that means that you're able to sustain and care for you and your family for a period of time.
Christian Smith with the American Red Cross. We'll stay in close contact with you in the coming days. There's going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered, and certainly the need will go on after a couple of days. I would imagine that the volunteers are just going to need a break after 4 or 5 days of running straight with maybe 2 to 3 hours rest each time. We'll stay close by and let us know if there's anything else that we can do on our end to try to at least get word out and help.